you're on the road. You don't know where you're going, though. So you're just driving away from the hospital to make
we
sure
need
that
to go west.
Bertrand doesn't get to you.
We're in Arkham, right?
We need to go in Arkham, downtown Arkham.
Do we have any idea where Ross's Corners is?
Ross's
we don't,
Corners.
Do we?
It's west of Arkham.
Right, yeah.
Of Arkham. Like 2 miles? A couple miles, yeah.
That's 2 miles.
So we'll say 8 miles.
That's a few.
That's more than a couple, narrator.
You guys have heard of it, but it's pretty small, like not very well known, so you're not going to really know exactly where it is.
Provided I get the hump in the back seat again.
You know I got front.
Did it say in the handout how we get this demon cast back to
its
realm?
It sure did.
No.
You got to open the sarcophagus and wheel it into the amber.
On how to banish this.
So we've got to do a little research. Get
where
this
should
figured
we go?
Out. Any suggestions?
Maybe we can pick up a map at a gas station just to know to really know our way to Ross's
Corners.
Do they
have maps at gas stations in the 1920s?
Absolutely they do. They didn't have cell phones with GPS.
What are cell phones and GPS?
Well, let me tell you what a ghost from the future told me once.
Technology from the future. He told me all about it.
Oh, hey, I'm so sick of these spiritualists. You guys are all idiots. Science!
I only believe in science.
I only believe in science. Dang it! It was right there.
Oh, sorry. Were you going to say it?
No, I was mad that I didn't,
okay.
Think about it.
I thought I just accidentally stole your thunder. All right, so Mr. Nichols is just kind of heading west. Because he knows, you guys know it's west, but
yeah.
Maybe we should go back to the house Mr. Nichols likes to clothe his naked master.
I've got Merriweather's ghost riding on my lap right now. He'll tell us the exact directions to the cabin.
Let's go to the university.
Can you summon him?
Maybe
he says head west.
Some of these...
It's about 8 miles from Arkham.
Hieroglyphics.
So you're saying if
I
we
think
go west...
Mr. Landis is onto something. Look, I don't know what I think about this whole ritual, but I don't want to just go rolling in there blind.
Mr. Nichols, I notice that you pause a lot when you talk.
What are you talking about? It's a perfectly normal way to talk.
No,
every butler I've ever known talks just like this.
No, I don't know, but you do sound like my friend. His name is Michael. He lives in Und... England,
so
yeah?
Mr. Nichols has driven about a mile now.
That's interesting that you say that.
You guys still
because
don't know where you're going.
Because my cane is actually named Michael.
So where...
It's named Michael Caine.
Where's the university?
Listen, Monfrau. We don't have time for your silly, girly questions.
Excuse me, but I am well-educated.
Are you now? I am also well-educated. Should we have an education off?
I'm in. I've got an 85 education.
All right. Okay.
Shut your damn mouth, Mormon.
You know, hang on a second.
Competition.
He's so very sorry.
Energy in here. Oh, I think it's coming from this black file. It's making everyone just agitated.
It is. I am very agitated.
You know.
Get that demon yuck away from me.
As you're yelling at each other, it starts bubbling up.
No way.
Wait, start singing and see what happens.
Better sing some hymns. Calm that down.
Let me pull out my spirit whistle and start playing a song.
Okay, let's take this goop. We're going to put it in the Statue of Liberty, all right?
Yeah, I like that idea.
We're going to drive the Statue of Liberty back to the cabin.
Does anybody have a Nintendo controller with a joystick?
Phil, can you play Nearer My God to Thee? On that whistle?
Hey, man, if you've got the sheet music, I can play it.
Or I Need Thee Every Hour. That's a great one. I
sheet
think we
music,
could use some
no, I can
good
play
calming
it.
Hymns.
Wow, the stereotypes for Mormons do not end.
All right, you guys
right.
Travel about 2 miles down the road
every
now.
Culture.
So was there anything useful in everything we read as far as ritual goes? I can't remember. I've already forgotten.
They said something about when you open the sarcophagus, there's a piece of amber. Is the spirit in the amber?
The amber melted during the ritual. That's where the creature came out of.
But does it have it in there still?
The sarcophagus was empty. It just had the writing on the lid.
So do we need to get more amber then?
Wonder.
The amber was holding it hostage?
The amber had the creature.
We should go to the university and do some research, because that's where Rupert was researching all about this box. All
right. Y'all, I think Let's Fred's right.
History.
Good call, Fred.
So, what do you say? We drive to the
I'm
university.
I'm with Fred.
Okay, fine. You're
Take
with Fred.
Take us to
Very
university,
good.
Brother Nichols. Do you know how to get there?
Yeah, I know how to get everywhere. Don't you worry. Okay, so I'm going to go to the university. Though, I have my suspicions about this Landis man. About what kind of man he is. I think I know why he's so set on going to the university. I think it's because some men just want to watch the girls learn.
Now we discuss. That principle was done away with.
I step on the gas.
Oh my gosh. I knew something was coming.
I'm like, wait for it. Wait for it. Well, all right then. So Mr. Nichols flips a wicked U-turn, screeching his tires. And as he's like, you know, screeching around, the weight of the car and the shifting of the people in the weight of the car accidentally pops the door open, and Dr. Heinrich Schnitzel rolls out.
Ah, Schneidzer!
Cracks his head on the cement sidewalk, and you guys continue to drive because you don't really notice. And he lies there.
Oh, come
dies.
Back. Come back, please.
In his bloody mess.
My schnitzel's broken. Please feed my dog. His name is Wiener. Wiener Schnitzel. Please, don't let him starve.
And then a clown reaches from one of the gutter grates out and pulls you underneath the road.
No.
Does Donovan have to leave or something?
No, I'm kidding. 100% joking. So you turn the car around and start heading in the opposite direction to go to the university. You're heading towards, I'm assuming, Miskatonic University, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay. That's where I got my doctorate.
All right.
In this accent.
You guys drive. after a little bit, you guys arrive at the university. You would know this just because, obviously, Professor Victoria Chapman, as well as, probably both Phil and Heinrich, would have gone to the famous Orne Library, where a lot of people do their research. During the day, it's open to the public. After hours, it's mostly just used by students and faculty. But you pull up by to the Orne Library and walk inside.
Oh, very good. I know this place.
There's an old librarian sitting at the front desk.
Oh, what is her name?
It's a dude.
Is named Flo?
It's a dude named Flo.
I thought we were going to have a Flo. Character branch over from Pete's scenario.
Oh, hello. Okay. Well, I have a very good library use.
All right.
I suggest you use the schnitzel.
Hang on. We go walking up together. Who ended up with the journal? Who has that journal? Can I take a look at that?
Oh, I think I've got it. I was the last one to read it. Here you are, Brother Nichols.
Thank you, Mr. Landis. Flip into the journal, walk up to the librarian. Excuse me, sir. We're looking for a copy of a book. Very specific book.
Mm-hmm.
It's called De Vermis Mysterious. Do you have a copy here?
Let me look in our catalog.
As you guys are talking to him, a guy in some cowboy boots and a cowboy hat comes strolling in. Walks up to the librarian and he says, This sounds like a joke. Like, guy walks into a bar. Anyway, walks up to the librarian and says, "Excuse me, sir. Pardon me, gents. I'm supposed to be here for a book signing. Can you direct me in the right place?"
"Oh yeah, just took the hall down that way to the left."
"Thank you, sir.
I think I know this man. He looks world famous."
"Mr. Tallahassee."
He tips his hat and he says, "Yes, sir.
I've read many of your books, and I
Excellent.
Have to say they are fantastic. Can I get your autograph?"
Yeah, you got something for me to sign?"
"Oh, yes, I do. Here, sign in the back of my quad."
"Oh, yes. I am familiar with the Tallahassee tournament."
"All right, all right, Mr. Landers. We got things to do, okay? Just keep your magic underwear on, all right? Focus."
"Oh my God."
"There you go, sir." And Tallahassee Turner walks off down the hall towards the book signing.
So I dug through our catalog, actually that's in the locked archived, not the archive, I'm an idiot. It's in the
Mr. Librarian, are you telling me you do not know the Dewey Decimal System?"
"The what?"
"The Dewey Decimal System. Every library is functioned that way."
"Oh, yeah, I know that. No, all I'm trying to say is that one's up."
"Oh, you're trying to say, but you're not saying. How about you shut up and tell us where the book is now?"
"Yeah, I don't, I don't think so."
"9!
Well, you're right, actually. It's in row 9.
I've got a really good, pretty decent persuade. Right.
Are you, trying to intimidate the librarian?"
"Yes, yeah, what are you
I
doing
am
to
trying
me,
to
sir?
Intimidate. One second, I have 15 on my intimidate. Are you ready?"
"I'm ready."
"Oh, here it comes. Oh, they're about to fall out of my fingers."
A one!
Oh. "Yes, I intimidate the heck out of you. Yes."
"Wow. All right, roll me a
d10. Those German intimidation skills. "You have not heard the last, Dr. Schnitzel."
That's the one you already rolled, basically.
Yeah, it's the one with the one.
Wow. 3. Okay, add 3 points to your intimidate.
Sir, okay. Wow. I'm sorry. Let me it's actually in the locked section. We have to get Dr. Armitage's personal. Okay, I'll go.
He runs off. Right.
"Do you guys see the power of the schnitzel?"
"That was pretty powerful, man."
"Yes, I
well
am
done."
A couple minutes go by, and you see him walking back with another a woman next to him that's walking beside him.
"Excuse me, sirs. this is Professor Rice. I'll let her take you guys from here."
"Ah, Professor Rice.
Hello, gentlemen. Hi, Victoria. Apparently, the emotions between you two don't seem to be mutual. She looks at you and kind of rolls her eyes. Yes, Victoria and other gentlemen, what can I do for you?"
"Well, her knickers are in a knot. She's pitching."
"We're looking for a book, Miss Rice."
"Yes."
"Was that your name?"
"Yes, and he tells me that you're looking for a very important special book, De Vermis Mysteries."
"Yes, I intimidated the hell out of him."
"Did you just say intimidate?"
"I said intimidates.
I think that's all right, what I heard."
"You should get your spiritual heirs checked by your stupid narwhal."
"Well, mister, German man,
Lederhosen out of
make sure
bunch,
that you man. Understand that you cannot intimidate me."
"Oh, my miss, I do not plan on intimidating you at all. I plan on charming you, for my charm is 45. Are you prepared?"
I am ready.
Okay, here it goes. Jiggle, jiggle. Jiggle, jiggle. And they tumble out of my fingertips.
39.
Out of 45, you have been charmed, ma'am.
Okay. What are you asking me to do?
Oh, well.
She goes to unbutton the top button of her blouse.
Oh. Well, oh, where'd you get that lederhosen? Oh. Because it's beautiful. You wear it.
She brushes her hair back.
Like a Greek goddess. Hermes?
She actually looks like a hideous, like Voldemort-style pig.
Ah, but yes. In German, you are a 10. You're an American, too. yes, we
okay,
need
so
a book.
What are
hold
you
on.
Asking me, sir?
Mr. Nichols, what is the name of the book one more time?
Divermis Mysterious. Mysterious.
I'm sorry, Mr. Nichols. I do not hear your accent.
Who's talking? Vermis Mysterious.
Oh, yes. I, as much as I would like to help you, gentlemen, I'm sorry. That is under close guard by Mr. Armitage, Dr. Armitage himself. He's the head of the university library. It's in a basically a locked vault section that you have to get Dr. Armitage's personal approval for.
But I charmed you.
You
and
did.
It worked.
And I'm sweating a little bit.
Oh, I can see that. You are profusely sweating.
Can we speak to this Dr. Armitage?
He's actually traveling at the moment. He's away on business, basically, for the school.
Well, no harm, no foul, then. Just take us in there, yeah?
Oh, However, gentlemen, I...
Oh, come on, Rice. Before I start pitching hissy fit.
Chapman.
Oh, I would like to see this.
Don't get me started, Chapman. You Cat stick with the arts, okay? And leave the important subjects to more qualified individuals.
Oh, shots fired, yeah?
Titty fight.
And as you notice, they start bumping their chests together.
Oh, yes.
Wiggling their shoulders back and forth. Dr. Rice actually falls to her knees and concedes the battle.
And succumbs.
Okay, Victoria, I know, okay.
Don't
right.
I have to roll a fighting boob?
What did you say, Alex?
Don't they have to roll a fighting boob?
Is there any way that I could persuade this lady to let us go?
Well, go where?
Or take
She's
us back to get that
you.
Book.
What? She was successfully charmed, and as I was about to say, Dr. Armitage is actually traveling. He's in York at the moment, so very
York?
You know, very far away. Yeah, York in
that's
like
the old
England.
Version of New York.
Yeah, old York. He's in old York.
We've never heard
well,
of it.
This is good news because guess what, Fraulein. You will not get in trouble if you take us right now. Wink.
She just needs to look the other way and we can go. I mean, that's all we gotta do.
Where are you gonna go?
What?
It's under lock and key. He has the key. I'm sorry.
We're gonna break it.
I'm very sorry.
It's okay. I think
but,
one
however,
of us has a good locking
that,
pick.
That
Professor Rice, what were you gonna tell us?
I'm trying to talk, but these gentlemen are just not gentle.
Oh, sorry,
men.
Go ahead.
all right, so... she notices you guys are carrying around a couple of things, I'm assuming, because you wanted to bring in the sarcophagus to look at the hieroglyphs mm-hmm. and whatnot and try to study it. So she does notice it. It's not readily apparent that it's gold. It's kind of dusty. But she does recognize and she says, however, that piece looks very interesting. It looks Egyptian on the top. I happen to be... quite efficient in Egyptian hieroglyphs translations. I can take a look at that for you if you would like.
Yes, please do.
All
please
right,
try to
yeah.
calm your rivalry for just.
All right, so you guys, so you lift the sarcophagus up onto the counter, the table.
Oh, yeah, just put that right there. Feel free.
Don't
the librarian
touch
says.
Don't touch it, librarian. I'm
and,
watching you.
Let me grab a handout. So she looks at the... give me one sec. She looks at the sarcophagus and kind of writes the translations down on a piece of paper. And... Alex, let me... Or Mr. Nichols?
Yeah.
You were the one holding it. So there you go. There is handout number 4 if you want to...
Okay.
Take a look at that and read it.
This is the translation that she gave us?
Yeah.
Okay. It says, Seeker of Wisdom, Servant, Son of Yuga, Yog, Setheth. Setheth. I knew Seth was the villain. Deliverer of the people, slaves of the water. Bearer of spirits in of Narlathotep, child of Thoth, seeker of wisdom. Is it begins with seeker of wisdom and it ends with seeker of wisdom. It kind of sounds maybe like it's like a chant.
I can't confirm that. But that's what the hieroglyph's literal translation is. So, but gentlemen, I need to be going. Thank you for stopping by the Orin Library here at Miskatonic University. Feel free to browse the books and wander around the grounds.
Well, I'll be browsing something on the way out.
She walks backwards. She turns around and walks off.
Watch her leave.
I meant I'd be browsing books, of course.
Guys, Yegg-Setheth is the twin brother of Yog-Sothoth. That guy is bad news.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Before she walked off, she... when she was finished translating the hieroglyphs on the top, she turned it over and saw the markings on the inside. It didn't really seem to... understand that was any kind of language. It just looked like scribbles to her, so she thought they were just markings or scratches or something.
Right. Yeah, that's the Mu language on the inside, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tuatha, Tuatha. Puden Tendaloon.
Lunanora.
Oh, they have that on Disney Plus now.
All right, Willow. Okay, where are you guys going? What are you doing?
Can we still search for the Mu language here in the library?
You can look for the Mu language, Fraulein. But we must be leaving.
Can we break into that secret vault with the book? Does anyone have good locksmith?
No, I have one.
I've got 1%.
But maybe I'll be lucky again with my vol.
I have one.
Anyone have any ideas how we can get that book? I think that's what we need.
Well, we've got a key. Maybe it opens the lock.
That opens the farm, Mormon.
To the cabin.
It's worth a try. I mean, we never know. Maybe it's a dual-used
book. Yeah, I mean, if you guys are going to look around the library a little bit, sound like Victoria wants to look around. So if you want to roll me a library use, you guys can browse around a little bit and see what you can find.
16. I'd like to look around for a book.
Oh, I got 16 out of 55. Extreme success.
I got 53 out of
55. Can I maybe go take a look at that restricted section?
You want to go to the restricted section?
I just want to go take a look at it.
Go look at the look around for the Moo, and someone should sneak back with the key.
Let's throw on our invisibility cloaks real quick, and we'll go back into the restricted section.
Wait a minute.
Distraction? Do we have a distraction?
The key is only to the farm, no?
All right, so who, Dr. Schnitzel?
Yes.
You succeeded in your library use?
Yes, 16 out of 55.
Okay, did anybody else succeed in their library roll?
I failed by 3.
I rolled a 12.
Is that Landers or Nichols?
Landers rolled a 12 out of 65.
Okay. All right, so Landers and Schnitzel start kind of browsing around in the library.
I was saying that I just wanted to go take a look at the restricted section. You know, maybe case the joint.
Okay.
If someone maybe wanted to illicitly take a look in there.
I'm going to go with him.
Okay. Landers and Schnitzel, what did you roll, babe? Victoria, are you going to roll library use?
Both.
Well, they're...
Yeah, both.
Yeah, yeah. Landers and Schnitzel are going to be looking around in the library for books.
Come with me, Flanders.
Do you guys all want to go with Nichols to look for the locked area?
Yeah, I'll go with Nichols.
I think I'll keep looking in the library.
Okay, I'll go look through the library. Let me see. Oh, I got a 25.
25, nice. What's your library use up top?
20.
20, he failed.
Dang it.
All right, so you're gonna go with Nichols and McGann. All right, so you three go off to start looking around. There isn't really any signs or anything of, like, the locked section. You're not quite sure what Rice was talking about, but you do start wandering around a little bit. So while you guys are wandering around, Landers and Schnitzel find a few things that seem interesting. You pull a book off the shelf that's basically a copy of what's called the Ordinary Reference Volume. You guys kind of glanced over it a little bit as you were reading in Meriwether's journal. It was a little bit hard to pick up and realize what was going on there, but
yeah, I remember
you reading that. Okay. Anyway, you read in this book. It's got a small drawing and a short description of a small box that looks like what you guys have in your possession. It notes that little is known about this box, although scholars believe it to be or to have been the possession of a little-known Nofru Ka, a would-be usurper of the Egyptian throne who lived during the Third Dynasty of ancient Egypt. The box was believed to have been given to Nofru Ka by the gods and was said to contain jinn that could be called upon to enact some form of service. The book states that the golden box was owned by a Parkinby Anderson, a British noble family. However, it was stolen in 1871 and has not been seen since. The box they're talking about is the sarcophagus, this golden sarcophagus.
Right, yeah.
Yep. All right, so you guys are wandering around a little bit, and since both of you succeeded, roll me one more library use.
Did you say when it went missing, Seth? When it got stolen?
1871.
Yeah.
I have another success. 13.
Jeez, you guys are like the luckiest people tonight.
I failed this time. I rolled a 70 out of 65.
Okay. Well, you see Schnitzel's eyes trace down onto a specific book, like a bloodhound basically pointing at a duck in the bush, and starts heading towards this book. So you follow him. Apparently, you know, he knows what he's looking at and where he's going. So what you do is actually you notice a small book about something that describes a civilization of Mu. You grab it and pull it open, and it's small, doesn't have a lot of information in it, but it does say that there's a picture. It says a reproduction of sea-eroded carvings purported to be Muvian in origin closely resembles those found on the inside lid of the golden box or the golden sarcophagus. Mm. But it doesn't really offer any way of like being able to translate the glyphs or the markings on the box. You just read a little bit about the Mu civilization and the language and see some similar pictures of writings that are similar to the inside lid of the box.
Is there a way of translating? Perhaps we can get the Rice back here.
She already looked at the lid.
She said she didn't know anything about it.
Recognize it.
All right, so we cut over to Nichols and McGann as you guys are walking around. Victoria comes running from behind to catch up. You're not really finding anything like a locked section that Rice was talking about.
Do you want to just tell us that the restricted section looks very well guarded and there's no way we could break in?
Yeah, it pretty much does, but you have no idea where it even is. So okay. People keep mentioning this restricted section, but There is no map. There's no gates locked. Like, you have no idea if it's, like, some personal safe somewhere or something.
Can I do a spot hidden and see if there's, like, a book that I can pull and it opens up a wall?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
All right. Let's move away from trying to get this book.
25 out of 40. Did I find anything?
Donovan sees a phantom book, starts grasping at the air, and it looks like he's, like, grabbing butterflies or something, running around the library.
Guys, look! Look what I found! I found a secret vault!
It's a phantom book. All right, what are we doing?
Okay, so...
I think we need to go to the farm, no?
Well, if we go to the farm, we're gonna die. We're gonna run into Yogg-Sothoth.
We don't know anything about... We don't have any idea what this ritual is to banish the thing.
I thought it was the thing that the lady read off to us was that chant.
That was the
Yeah, why don't you guys roll me an intelligence roll?
Ooh, don't worry, boys.
Get some ideas.
Success in late.
Get some ideas.
41 out of 80.
98 out of 70.
Oh, almost a hard success. I spend one luck.
As you guys are...
I rolled a 15.
Thinking about it and kind of chatting, you know, like, what are we doing here? Like, what are we, you know, trying to figure out? You know, we don't want to die at the cabin in the woods. The letter that Meriwether wrote comes back to your mind. And you remember that in that and in his journal, he mentions... He says in
New Orleans.
In the letter, he says, the method of delivering the thing out of this world is still in that accursed house.
Oh,
see, I said, we need to go to the farm.
Well, as long as we stay out of the attic.
Yes, but you know how much I love attics.
That's true, you are in quite the attic.
So you have a couple of options. You can travel to the farmhouse. You guys remember reading about Marion Allen's death in New Orleans. You could go to New Orleans to figure out more about what happened to him. Or,
Did any of the other people that were involved in this ritual live in Arkham?
They're all dead.
I know they're all dead, but do they still have a residence?
Meriwether's wife and son were there at the hospital. You could go visit them.
Yeah, but...
One of them.
Ask them if they know the other people involved?
Yeah, I mean, basically, as far as you know, you don't know any of the other people in the book. The only clue you had was Marion Allen was killed, murdered in New Orleans. So that's a lead. All you know about the other people are their names and their the year that they died.
All right, what do you guys want to do? Should we go back and see if Meriwether's wife knows anything about any of these other people? Maybe one of them has a copy of this book.
Well, it depends.
Or should we just go to the farmhouse and like karate chop this thing?
Well, if it's all still in the farmhouse, then... Yeah, I missed that part when we read through the first... Well, I read it, but apparently I didn't remember it.
Well, we read like 12 pages, so...
Yeah.
Well, I still think we need to go to the farmhouse. I just don't think we need more leads, okay.
I think we should go all the way to New Orleans. Just kidding.
Okay. How about the spiritualist goes to New Orleans with the Mormon? And they can do the oils things there to each other. And then we can go to the farmhouse and kick... Never mind, I won't say it. But we can go there and do something good.
For a change.
Okay, yeah, I mean, you guys can do more idea rolls or you can just like talk about it a little bit. But yeah, where do you guys want to go? What do you want to do?
I think we should go to the farmhouse and look for this translation that Marion did.
Mr. Nichols, what do you think?
Can we look? Does anybody know anything about this dust of Ibn Ghazi?
Oh, yes.
Anybody read anything about that?
Yes, we need to dust it on top of something.
Maybe we are at a library. Maybe we could look for a book on Ibn Ghazi.
Wait, do we still have the journals?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's okay. Where that, can you that send me the
term came from?
Send me the handout or the journal page.
Yeah, it's always there. Just go over to the top, the like newspaper icon. All the handouts are in there.
Oh, there we go.
Which one was it?
I guess we'll start here. What are we looking for, Don?
The dust. It's not on this one, though.
The dust of Ibn Ghazi.
Go on, the other one.
Seems to be badly melting.
It says... when it spoke, Alan cast that darned powder on the djinn, the dust of Ibn Ghazi, he calls it, and that's when we could see it clearly. So it was invisible until he put this dust on it. But
on what?
Didn't necessarily cast it away. The creature, whatever it was, whatever it was,
demon,
whatever it was whizzing. But, alright, I guess we don't really need it. If it just makes it visible to where we see its horrible, sanity-breaking appearance.
Oh, the dust of Ibn Ghazi. Yeah, I've got plenty of that in my supply. Here, all you gotta do is just rub it on your eyes, and then you can see all things spiritual. I'm gonna make a luck roll.
Narwhal gives me this stuff like it's candy.
Well,
can I make another ideal roll?
Yeah, sorry, what were you joking about a luck roll, or...
I was joking about a luck roll, about having the dust of Ibn Ghazi, you know, being a spiritualist.
No, I say, it looks like maybe we just need to head over to this cabin.
That's what I say.
Nichols just said, he thinks you guys should all head to the cabin.
I don't think there's any time to worry.
Let's do it. I've been saying that the entire time.
Your accent's just too thick, man. We can't understand you very well.
Nine! My accent is perfect. My English is A2.
All right, so I guess since Nichols, you've got a car, are you going to be driving?
Yeah, quick. To the car.
All right, you lead the way, man.
Maybe we should come up with some kind of name for our mobile.
Monster Squad.
I think the Batmobile would be just fine.
Battle Toads.
Quick, to the Battle Toads mobile.
Ghostbusters.
How about Chariot of Fire?
Alright, all the battle toads get in the car.
Okay, so y'all pile in the car.
On the car?
On top of it. Nichols takes off and you all fall off. No, so you pile in the car and start driving. However, it kind of dawns on you that you think... as you were driving to the university, that you realized there was a Army-Navy surplus store just down the road, and think maybe, you know, you have no idea what you might encounter on your travels, so
Fate.
You think maybe you should stop there and pick
I
up
know,
some supplies.
I have a friend. His name is Major Bakersfield. He has a store called Guns, Ammos, and Chicks.
Oh, are you talking about Mr. Netty Hands? Yeah, that guy rocks.
Oh, he's the best.
He's the best.
He's the best. Get that gun out of my face.
Okay, you pull up to the Army Navy surplus store, guns, ammo, and chicks, and walk inside. Major Bakersfield sees you and greets you at the door to ask what he can do to help you guys find what you're looking for.
Welcome, everyone. Why don't you come into my store? Guns, ammo, and chicks. I've got everything that you could be looking for. Bazookas, rifles, C4. Just kidding, I don't really have any of that stuff. But it's not for sale. I've got bazoons. I've got any kind of pistol you need. Welcome.
Then, Mr. Baker's.
I've got plenty of nets too. Like an ex man, I'm like having a hard time switching between. I've just morphed into him. Spiritualist Baker.
Sam's two characters meet each other and just absorb into one.
Yeah, welcome to my store. Come on, come in.
Very good.
Okay, this is gonna give you guys an opportunity to just kind of look over your skill levels, and decide, you know, what kind of weaponry would be best to stock up on.
I would like a net.
Well, I'm a firm believer in turning the other cheek, so I don't think I'll be getting anything here.
Have all the weapons I need.
All the weapon I need is right here in my bottle of oil.
And the old Book of Mormon.
Hey, Major Bakersfield, you got any rad shotguns? Oh, yeah, of course. I've got plenty of shotguns. Come over here to the shotgun section.
Oh, I need a shotgun as well.
Okay, based on your credit rating, since we don't really have a ton of cash or anything, I'm just kind of assuming that you'll have the cash, but I'm going to limit you to basically one weapon per 25 credit rating. So if you had 100, the most you could get is 4.
So I have 70. Can I spend some luck?
Yes, I will allow that.
So I can get 3.
Can I just get some candles and maybe a couple oil lanterns? That's all I want.
Oh, yeah, I got those right here.
Oh, yeah. Candles? Of course. I've got candles over here. Do you want, like, black candles, blue candles, purple candles, green candles?
We got definitely
all,
black,
all
black candles.
Yeah, scented candles. We've got all the candles.
Flesh-toned candles.
Do you say scented candles?
All right, we've got sage-scented candles, rosemary-scented candles. All the scented candles.
All right. Let's get some scented candles. These guys all have oil. We're going to make a night of it.
Actually, yeah, I think I'd like some rope.
I've got candles, too.
Mr. Hey, Bakersfield.
How about a net?
Yes.
I'll take some rope and a net.
That's the best of nets. Come this way. They didn't call me Mr. Netty Hands in the War for nothing. You look for a net, I've got you covered.
Well, that's great news.
Okay.
All right, I'm buying a net.
We've got fish
rope.
Nets. We've got golden chain nets. We've got silver nets. We've got all the nets.
Do you have a net big enough for an elephant?
We've got elephant nets. Oh. We've got elephant nets.
Very
it's like
good.
A freaking circus tent.
We've got circus net tents.
Yes, I would like a net, and I would also like a shotgun, and I would also like
all right, I'll just go
grenade.
Ahead and a net for each one of you. Here's a net for you, a net for you, a net for you, a net for you, and a net for you.
Is this complimentary with the shotgun?
Tell you what, you buy a shotgun, buy 2 packs of ammo, I'll throw the net in on the house.
Zan.
The more nets in the world, the better. Hey, Major Bakersfield, do you have any amber by chance? Oh, I've got some amber.
She's right over here in the chicks section.
Hey, big boys.
I'm Amber. This is Crystal.
Yeah, that'll work.
Which one of you gonna untangle us from these
I'm
nets?
I'm Sapphire.
And I'm Sapphire. And Ruby's in the back.
I'm Ruby.
I'm Cinnamon.
Okay. And by Amber, what are you talking about? Just like a bottle of sap?
Amber can be a rock.
I was thinking, yeah, more like a precious
stone.
A stone, yeah. Yeah, come over here into the stone section. We've got all the stones. We got topaz, we got diamond.
Do you have gold?
Oh, we've got gold.
Okay.
Yeah, Seth, you really screwed the pooch by letting Sam take over one of the characters.
Yeah, whoops.
Supplies us with things.
trying to bring some of our other characters in for continuity in the story, but that was a mistake. Tallahassee was in and out.
You had to bring him in, didn't you? Would you consider a net a weapon?
No.
So, Seth, I had 75 credits. Can I get a shotgun and a handgun?
Yes, you could get 2 handguns if you wanted. You can get 3 weapons, 1 per 25. And then supplies, ropes, nets, whatever, are just whatever you
want. Well, I can get 3 weapons then, because you said I could spend 5 lux to get 75.
Yeah.
So okay. You have 75?
I have 70, but if I spend 5 luck, I have 75.
Yeah, and Alex Abe, I don't know if you heard that, but if you...
I don't want a grenade.
You can spend luck to bring you up to an additional 25 or whatever. So Donovan had 70 credit rating. He's spending 5 luck to get 3 weapons.
So I got a grenade. Is that cool?
Sure.
Oh.
Well, how about we say,
what? We've got grenades.
All right. Okay. I was going to say, like, a stick of dynamite, but it can be a grenade.
Those are just for me.
The grenade?
No,
yeah.
The dynamite. He can have the grenade. I got
plenty
of those.
Can I get a bazooka?
Oh.
I've got bazookas. I've got long-range bazookas, short-range bazookas, all the bazookas.
No bazookas, I'll veto that.
Bazungas.
Oh, my mistake. I thought you said bazingas. Bazoongas.
Oh. Jablingas. Bazoons.
I wouldn't ask for those. I've got nothing.
That was a nice save. It.
The bazingas, you can find those in the chick section.
He doesn't need that. He's got chastity.
Actually, I'm right back here.
Actually, Chastity's my wife. That's her name, really.
I didn't want you to see me like this.
Honey, what are you doing here?
Darling. Which wife is this? Is this Van Tzu or
C? You're in the chicks section of the guns, ammo, and chicks.
All right,
he netted me
on the rails.
Officially his property.
Okay, so what weapons are you getting? Write them down.
Wrote them.
Yeah, I got one shotgun.
Okay, what kind of handgun and shotgun? Write those things down.
I just got a Colt.
Kind of a standard is like a 12-gauge shotgun.
Yeah, that's what I got.
I have a standard, yeah?
Yeah, that's the double-barreled.
The double-barreled wiener.
We're all very familiar
with
the double-barreled shotgun.
All right, so if you got a shotgun, we're considering it a 12-gauge double barrel. For your handgun, you can do... you could either do a 45, a 38 revolvers.
That guy in the back.
Hey, come over here. Like pistol shotgun section.
Close your coat.
I got your shotguns over here.
Oh, my freaking ears.
Oh, yeah, this is what we call over here the Cap'n Crunch special.
Yeah, that's right, it's special.
All right.
So you all leave. You've got your gear. Abe, you only grabbed a rope and a net. Alex, you got candles and lanterns and oil, did you say?
Yeah.
Donovan got two guns, or a handgun, a shotgun, and a grenade. Callie, you got a handgun and a shotgun. Sam, what did you get?
I got a shotgun, a lighter, a flashlight, a net, and some amber.
Okay.
If I,
some
you know.
Some amber?
Yeah, in his stone section.
Okay. So she follows
hey
you
guys.
To the car.
All right, fine.
Just kidding. So you guys exit. All right. You're stocked up. You guys exit. You have a general idea of where you're heading. So you all hop in the car, and Nichols starts the engine, and you drive off heading west.
Quick, to the Battletoads mobile.
Battletoads?
That's what we decided on. We're Battletoads.
Has never agreed to Battletoads.
I know. We'll think about it. Maybe something scary. Quick, to the Duckmobile.
Okay, so you're riding along in the car, riding along in your automobile. I'm surprised you guys laughed at that. That was terrible. I'm sorry. You're heading west. You see a couple of signs that basically direct you towards a small town called Ross's Corners. You're driving about a half an hour, you know, in the direction, some windy roads. It's definitely off the beaten path. And you finally arrive at Ross's Corners, a quaint hamlet just a few miles west of Arkham. This small town is not very impressive when viewed through the eyes of a big city dweller like yourselves. But if it weren't for the rain and the dark skies, you could imagine it as a great breath of fresh air when the sun is shining. It mainly consists of a few tired buildings and homes with a population of around 40 people, mostly farmers. Looking around, you're able to pick out a few buildings. You see a church, a general store, a post office, a gas station, and a milk depot. You know the farmhouse is close, but aren't completely sure which road to take. So what do you do?
Hold on, I'm gonna lick my finger and stick it out the window and just let the wind guide us. It'll tell us which direction to go. All right, go left.
Don't go left.
There's a...
So wait, how many roads are there?
Milk Depot? Did you say there's a store?
Yeah, so there's a church, a general store, a post office, gas station, and Milk Depot.
All right, we'll pull up to the gas station.
All right, so you pull into the gas station, you run over the little tube that rings the bell.
Yeah.
Nobody really comes out to do anything.
All right. So I'll get out, look around, go up into the, go to the store.
Okay, as you hop out of the car, you notice a few people that are out on the street, kind of, walking, obviously, to some destination, but they're eyeballing you guys a little suspiciously, like, who are these new people in this town? What are they doing here? But as you walk inside the gas station... What are you eyeballing, 50 Cent? You eyeballing my piece? All right, so you walk into the gas station and you're greeted by a friendly old lady. Not an old lady, more like middle age, but she greets you there and she says, "Welcome to my gas station. My name's Ma Peters. What can I do you for?"
"Hello, Fräulein. We are looking for a farmhouse." "Yeah."
"A farmhouse, you say? Well, we got lots of those around these parts."
"We're looking for a very specific farmhouse. It's one filled with humans."
"Oh, yeah, it's a church right down the road."
"Do you know such farmhouses?"
"Well, I think I know which one you're talking about."
"Yeah."
"Can't really say that anything's haunted for sure. I don't really believe in them ghost stories or anything, but yeah, I think I know the place that you're talking about. Some folks says it's haunted, but I ain't one to go believing in ghosts."
"So tell me, Fräulein, where is it?"
"Well, let me make sure that this is the one you're looking for. It's just up the way, a farmhouse that hasn't really been lived in years. I think it's owned by a man who lives up in Arkham named Mr. Merriweather."
"Shut your face, Fräulein. Do you know he died today?"
"Oh, well, goodness. That is most unfortunate news."
"I can't believe you know this man."
"Well, maybe that's why. Well, I don't know him personally. I just know, small town and all. Us folk around here, we tend to make sure we know who lives where and who owns what. So
he ain't done nothing with it,
but he definitely paid taxes on it."
"Yes, that I believe that is the house we're looking for."
"You fella, you got an interesting accent. Where are you from?"
"I do."
"Where's about?" "Well, no, I'm talking about this Fräulein.
Say it.
This gentleman that keeps saying Fräulein."
"My name is Dr. Heinrich Schnitzel."
"Yeah, Dr. Heinrich Schnitzel."
"Yes, you will learn to love the Schnitzel."
"Yes, we're not from around here."
"So where are you from?"
"Where are you from, Dr. Schnitzel?"
"Yes. I am from far, far away."
I hope you got up real close to her face before you said that.
"Far away.
Well there, sirs, and ma'am, to be honest with you, I actually don't know who you are or what you're doing here. I feel a little hesitant, especially with that close talker, giving you directions to a farmhouse that is owned by a gentleman that you said died today, but I don't, I can't corroborate any of that."
"Well, Fräulein, let me do something for you. If you stare into my fingertips, you'll notice I have two dice. And they are loaded with charm." Excuse me, Fräulein. Well, I roll charm. Is that okay?
yeah. Go ahead and roll me a charm.
I am voluntarily.
But you
got to
tell me
this.
What you're actually doing. Like, what? How are you trying to charm?
How are you charming her, except for just wiggling your dice in her face?
I am trying to.
What do you mean?
I am
dice?
Trying to calm her old tits.
Oh, ain't no one calming these things except Pa Peters, my husband.
We had to cut that out. Oh, I felt gross saying that. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Oh. Yes, the Fräulein.
So Fred Landers, actually, when he hears you say that, gets super offended and says, I'm out of this adventure. You guys are all perverted. You need to repent.
But I really didn't say that. I just walked up to the missus and say, can I share a message with you?
And she rolls her eyes and goes, oh, great.
Run, Fräulein. Run.
Mormons.
But right, actually, go ahead and roll me a charm, Donovan. What? How are you charming?
A matter of fact,
Mop
I said,
eaters.
Come on, man, just compliment her.
I think
her.
You should meet my friend Fred Landers. I think you and him have similar accents, no? So yes, Fred, do your best.
Hi, Ma Peters. It's a pleasure to meet you. Can I share a message with you? I'm
Hi, Fred.
I'm a Mormon, and you know, I was a good friends with Rupert Merriweather. He was a very good friend of mine, and I'd really like to just put his things in order and go up to his cabin and make sure it's all in order. We've got the deed here, as a matter of fact. If you're curious about ownership, you know, he passed it on to us, and we just want to make sure his affairs are in order.
Well, that sounds all nice and all, but yeah, if you wouldn't mind showing me a deed, because, no offense or nothing, but y'all are weird.
Mr. Nichols, I believe.
Yeah, I reach into my jacket, I pull the deed out, and hand it to her.
Oh, well, all right, then. Yeah, okay.
Oh, looky here on the deed. It's got the address.
Well, all right, gentlemen and ma'am. Yeah, okay. Well, welcome to the town. New owners in town. Love to get to know the everybody that, you know, ends up moving in this town. It's a small town. We don't have very many people here, and we all know each other, and we love to get to know you. If you're around tonight, we might be doing like a neighborhood barbecue, but anyway, that's besides the point. You guys are looking for where you're going, so just go that way up to Boone Road. Runs north, just out of town. About 2 miles, you'll go up about 2 miles. You'll make a left just after a large burnt up old tree, the lightning tree, what folks around here call it, on account of it being struck by lightning and all.
Pause for dramatic effect.
That sounds very ominous.
So Ma Peters gives you directions, and then she says, well, since you're new to town, and obviously you belong here because you own that farmhouse just up the way, you probably noticed that some folks around town looking at y'all suspicious-like, but don't think nothing of it. Town's just a little shy about strangers right now on account of Mrs. Maggie McFurter going missing last night. Yep, she done gone out and checked the horses and hasn't been seen since. Farmer McFurter is worried sick about it, and the Justice of the Peace, my husband, Pa Peters, is looking around a little bit. But if you ask me, she probably just done up and left. Couldn't take the hard country life no more. Well, especially living with that hideous thing what calls himself a man.
Would that be a demon?
Well, good day.
Does she happen to live anywhere near this farmhouse we're going to?
Does who live?
The woman who's done gone missing.
Oh, yeah. So all the properties here are fairly large, a couple acres at least. So, you know, nearest neighbors to each farmhouse, a couple acres away. But yeah, it's just down the road from this farmhouse.
Very good. You've been very helpful, Fräulein.
Gentlemen, lady. Thank you, ma'am. We appreciate your assistance.
Nicholas, let's roll.
You're very much welcome. Great to meet y'all.
Yes, the pleasure has been all mine.
Do you sell any amber here?
No, just gas.
This is a gas station, aww, you stupid spiritualist.
Hey, man. All right, there's no harm in ask.
I head back out.
I follow.
Mr. Nichols gets in the car and drives away and leaves you guys there.
Hey, I was with him.
Leaves you to tell stupid jokes and
so
stuff.
Long, suckers. I'm going back to the future.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back from the future.
All right, so you're all getting in the car?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anybody, are there people still out there giving us the eyeball?
Yeah, but they're kind of just, you know, the same. They're not the same people. You see, like, maybe one or two people just kind of walking down the street around town. So some of them must have gone in somewhere and others came out.
Okay.
Okay, where are you heading?
Let's go to the farmhouse. We have the address. All
right, let's head to the farmhouse.
Let's go to the lightning tree, investigate around there, see what happens.
Okay.
No?
While we're driving, that sounded like if that woman went missing, possibly this creature's escaped already. Which wouldn't surprise me, because it would have escaped when Meriwether died, so we should be ready.
Miss Fred Landers, you sound very optimistic about this turnout of a missing
girl. We can take out this demon and send it back to heck where it came from.
I don't know if you noticed, but Fred Landers always sounds optimistic.
Nothing to be down about.